Just looking at tonight's television tape.
Yeah, I just downloaded it.
Hello.
With your permission. We are checked out. Did you go to the football game? It's a football game. What are you doing here? It's a football game. What are you doing?
I have a book of service that I have to come to share.
Okay, fine. But you know the football game.
I met them a week ago, sir.
Yeah.
I sat down next to him. I see a piece of paper on his shoulder on there. What is it? I see your name, but it was your wedding invitation.
Not my fault.
Thank you very much.
No, we're doing Tanakh and
no. Tomorrow night, too. He wants to have the Shia to be spotted.
Okay,
Shmuel Bet, chapter 21.
Seven seventy-eight.
So it's 770. Almost. It's 770, 778. But you are about it. The Gemara says, since creation until Mashiach will come, there are going to be 9 famines. And this is one of them. It was the same time of Abraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Adam, Lemech, Shvot HaShoftim, Nitzav HaShoftim, and now it's in the Med David. So the famine, Shalosh Shanim, Shana Acharei Shana. The Gemara says, there were 3 years of famine, year after year. What it means is like this, that the famine usually comes because of a year. And David Melech was trying to figure out why there is a famine. What is really the problem that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a famine? Of course, it starts with no rain, and eventually there's no wheat, no grain, and eventually there's a famine. So 3 years David Melech was struggling to find out the reason, and the Gemara says he asked the people, did you commit any sins? He made everybody swear and promise, didn't do anything, didn't you steal anything, did you do something that's right? Did you say that you're going to give charity, you didn't fulfill the charity, or you didn't give the ma'asot to the Kohanim, to the Levi'im, to the Anim? Every year he tried to figure out what is really behind the famine. At the end, the Rabbi says, David decided to go and ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu what to do. So one of the explanations is that he went and he asked the Kohen HaGadol to find in the Urim and Tumim the answer, what does Hashem want? There is no such thing as drought. There is no such thing as tsunami. He says he wants to know. So in the beginning he didn't ask. 3 years, I don't know why he waited. Maybe we'll find out. But 3 years he didn't ask the Kohen HaGadol. After 3 years, the Vakesh Levnei Hashem is going to ask HaKohen HaGadol what's going on. Maybe it means also that he was praying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the explanation means he asked HaKohen HaGadol to find out the answer. And Hashem answered, Vayomer Hashem el Shaul Bet Adlamim Al Asher Emet Et HaGivonim. There's a few explanations what it means. One of the explanations the Gemara says, Gemara Yerushalmi says that the Shaul HaMelech killed 7 people. The Givonim, this is a nation that came in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu and the time of Yeshua Rabbeinu, and they tricked on Israel. They came and they got dressed with this old and torn clothing. They had some old bread and some broken bottles of water. And they came and they said, we are from far away, we want to have a treaty with you people. And Moshe Rabbeinu and Yeshua fell inside the trap. They both swallowed it, and they both said, oh, you came from far away. That's a machlokes. What would have been if they would have caught them, and they are part of the seven nations, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu to Yeshua to destroy, or in order for them to survive, they have to accept 7 years of the Noach and to be like slaves to Am Yisrael. But otherwise, if you remember what we learned in Sefer Yehoshua, Sefer Shoftim, that the Goyim that were left in Eretz Yisrael convinced Am Yisrael to do sin. You remember we said, this is Rabbi Meir Kahana, Zichrono Livracha, and in mind, if you want to have Israel as a religious state, you have to get rid of all the non-element, the non-religious elements that we have there, especially the Arabs. And the Torah, the Navi says, the Torah says that that's the Kadosh Baruch Hu warned us not to leave anybody in Eretz Israel that is not a Jew, or if it's a Goy and he accepted servant of Ninoach, he should be like a slave, a servant of Israel, in order us not to influence from him. So this is the Gibonim, the Phoenician Gibonim, that again, in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, in the time of Yeshua Rabbeinu, they came and they did the same trick. They came and they got dressed with old clothing, and they had some old bread with them, and they said, you see, we are here to ask from you a treaty, and Moshe Rabbeinu made a treaty with them, and Yeshua made a treaty with them. Then they found out, both of them found out, that they made something wrong. So in the meantime, the treaty was that they're not going to do anything to them. So Moshe Rabbeinu and Yeshua made them to be like slaves. And the slavery was that they should be like wood choppers and to draw water for, first for the people and then for the Mishkan. Eventually they were better. In the meantime,
Why didn't Moshe and Yeshua go to ask from God if they should make a treaty with
you. The question is, Moshe Rabbeinu means that we have to go to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm sure nobody was able to trick Moshe Rabbeinu. They came and they tricked Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu fell into the trap. The big question is that then they came to Yeshua. And the same thing. If people came to Yeshua dressed up in old clothing, and with old bread, they say, we are from far away. Yeshua should remember the trick Moshe Rabbeinu. Fell in the same trap. Not only Yeshua, then you see Israel in this sense. Maybe we'll get back to it later. But this is the nation called Gibonim. So what did happen? Those people, because they tricked Yeshua, and Yeshua and the president of the tribes promised them not to do, excuse me, anything to them, they made them walk in first from Israel and then eventually to walk where the place of the Mishkan was. The Mishkan was in Nob. Nob was the Mishkan, and they were walking over there, and if you remember, one day David HaMelech was escaping, running away from Shaul HaMelech, and he came to Nob Yerachonim. He and some other people that came along with him, he was running away from Shaul, he was afraid Shaul was going to kill him. It's after Shaul was trying to kill him. And he's running away and he comes to Nob and he gets some bread from the holy bread called Lechem Afanim. In the meantime, somebody comes to Shaul HaMelech and told Shaul HaMelech, you see, David HaMelech came over there. And the Kohanim gave him food. So Shaul HaMelech immediately drafted some people and came down there. Came down there with his family, immediate family, plus soldiers, plus the head of Bedin, his name was Dawega Adomi, Shenokhel Ramabad, the Gemara said he's not going to have Ramabad, this guy. And Shaul HaMelech commanded him to kill the city of Nob. City of Nob was mainly just Kohanim, this was the Mishkan was. And since he killed them, the Kohanim, among the Kohanim that he killed, he also killed 7 people from the Gibonim. 2 of the people used to draw water, 2 of the people used to chop wood, one was the Shamash in the Mishkan, one was the Chazan, and one was the Sofer. 7 people.
Were they considered Jews?
They converted, yeah. They converted. They considered Jews, But Yeshua said nobody should intermarry them. We'll get to it later. They're considered Jews. It's a secret of the case. Moshe, you won't believe what's going on. You won't believe. You can't guess. You cannot guess what's going on. There's so many questions, you know.
That's why you came in all that snow to find out.
That's right. Me too.
Me three.
It's unbelievable, the story about that, those people. Those people, again, and it's too early to say who they are really. But again, the way you read the Navi and the Torah is a nation, it's called Givonim, that Yeshua fell into a trap in the treaty with them, made them like semi-slaves, but again, they converted to become Jews. Yeshua told the Jews, don't intermarry with them, because of all they tricked us, and they really should not have been converted in that way. And Shaul HaMelech is upset in David HaMelech. He comes to see his Novari HaKohanim. He's going to kill the Kohanim. Also, it's a crazy story. It's a crazy story that Shaul HaMelech is up. Well, some people said he was sick, you know, he had, like we said, America, double entity, double identity, schizophrenia. Right. You know, there was no Prozac those days to get. And he could not control himself, and somebody came and told him, the David HaMelech, that he is jealous at, and that for no reason, that he didn't do any harm, any bad thing to him. He just cannot take the David HaMelech, he's very popular, and he's going to be the new king after him, he feels it, and he's so upset that he comes to Novi HaKohanim, and he goes over there, and he finds out that the Kohen HaGadol, HaMelech, Ben Achitub, gave a piece of bread of lechem habanim to David HaMelech, and he asks him, why did you give it to him? He says, you know he's my enemy, he's your enemy. He's your son-in-law. What do you mean he's your enemy? What do you want from him? What do you do to you? Nobody knows. You're only chasing him for no reason. You want to kill him for no reason. You crazy man. And in the meantime, look what Hashem is all about. I mean, you have to understand it. When you read the Tanakh and the Torah, you have to understand that behind every story, you have to understand that usually Hashem is behind it. You cannot, I mean, most of the time, it's only very seldom, you can say that this guy's a murderer. But he always finds reasons why this guy was murdered. You cannot just come and because Shaul HaMelech is sick, he has schizophrenia. He's sick. He's sick to kill the whole city of Novi HaKohanim because the Kohen HaGadol gave a piece of bread to David HaMelech. You think that David HaMelech was a criminal or David HaMelech did any bad thing to Shaul HaMelech? He's an innocent person, David HaMelech. He didn't do nothing to Shaul HaMelech. Innocent, completely innocent. Not only is innocent, he admires him, he gives him respect, he had a chance to kill him, he didn't kill him. Everything good about this person you have nothing about him that's bad. And that Shaul HaMelech is crazy, crazy. That's what sounds like. Shaul HaMelech is crazy. That's the very original of it. It's not like he had a Ruach Ra, and he says Ruach Ra, bad wind, when penetrated inside him. But, it's impossible those innocent people, the Kohanim, are going to be killed by a crazy person. It happens in California. A crazy guy comes to a school and shoots people. But you cannot...
In Russia,
right. But you cannot expect, you ask, where is the Kadosh Baruch Hu? What's going on? How is it possible that David is innocent, Shaul HaMelech is not 100%, and he is going now to destroy the whole city of Nod? And you can hear what's going on now in a few sentences. It's unbelievable what's going to be. But in the meantime, there's a famine, okay? And it says, the Melech has to come forward. Excuse me, why is there a famine? He says, you know what, know something? Shaul HaMelech did something wrong. He says, excuse me, Shaul did something wrong. The famine should be in his time. What do you want from me? I would expect that the Melech would have an answer. You did something bad. You did something bad. I did nothing. He says, Allah surely did not go on him. But somehow Habib don't want to answer me, they say this was David's fault. It's not exactly, the Gemara doesn't say it here. The Gemara would say it later, in the next two chapters maybe.
I don't understand something. In the course of all of this time, David was already, he had already been anointed.
Right.
So therefore he was already, we know that he was chosen by God.
Right. Shaul doesn't know it.
I'm sorry?
Shaul doesn't know it.
Shaul still doesn't know.
No, no. He won't know it just one day before he'll die. The day before he'll die, he will know it.
But God
But again, but Hashem said it, you're right.
He made him king.
Right, right. Hashem
said
it, right.
Said,
right. And he's a pure person, he's innocent person, he's just a perfect model of a king, the Bita Meda.
Right.
Now there's a famine 3 years in his lifetime. He wants to know why it's a famine. They're telling him, you want to know something? It's because Shaul HaMelech killed the Givonim. They said, who did he kill? He killed 7 people. It says, so Shaul HaMelech's fault, right? So, what do you want from me? And we'll see in Shaul HaMelech's fault in a minute. It's not just a statement. You're going to see that Shaul is going to be punished in a minute. So if that's the case, let the famine be in Shaul HaMelech's time. What do you want from the Bita Melech? So again, Shaul HaMelech was a king only for 2.5 years, and now he is a family for 3 years. So that doesn't answer really the question. So the Gemara comes in an answer. The Gemara says, well, Shaul HaMelech was not such a strong personality, and the nation at the time weren't strong. Now, Baruch Hashem, the Bita Melech is an old man, and he already. Ready?
I've got mine.
Mm-hmm. So now David HaMelech is very strong. So again, the Midrash says, but Kadosh Baruch Hu, you know what? They're supposed to have him in time of Shaul HaMelech, but Shaul HaMelech is very weak and the nation are not strong. So Kadosh Baruch Hu took the famine and put it in time of David HaMelech. That's not fair.
That's not
true.
No, sure,
it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense that because Shaul killed 7 people, now there's a famine. If he killed 7 people, what? So Shaul is crazy. So Shaul killed all the Kohanim. For this, nothing. Forget about it. It's okay. What's the problem? If he killed among them 7 Givonim. Again, the 7 Givonim are considered Jewish, but they are not allowed to intermarry with Am Yisrael. And that's the reason for famine. What's the reason for famine?
Muslim.
Yehudim? Yehudim, it's Yehudim. But that's who it's Yehudim. It's Yehudim.
Why are they Muslim? Why are they
Muslim? Am Yisrael came and Jemu et Am Yisrael and Jemu and Amrul Am Yisrael and Chabam and Memakom Rachov and they're a shrinker. And Baal Mikavro.
Why are they worse than Kohanim? Kohanim should be worse.
Right,
Kohanim
should be worse.
Olamim
and Lohan Haram? Olamim, Asha Zel Olamim. עכשיו הוא לא יודע מי שם, זה כל החוק. זה הערב רב היום. זה שולה מי, זה אלה. זה אלה שתות לך את אלה. אבל סאונד, again, סאונד, זה תמיד אומר, has anything to do, and Hashem said, no, it's not to do with you, has to do with Shaul. And we're going to see in a minute, it has to do only with Shaul in a minute. And then what the problem is, that he killed the Gibonim. Not only that, the Gemara Matera Tivamot says, well, it says El Shaul ve'El Bet Azami. The Gemara says, well, this is something else. What's something else? The Shaul, when he was killed at the war, if you remember the end of Shmuel Aleph, Anshei Avesh Gilad, this is the people that lived behind the Jordan River, it's called Yavesh Gilad, they took the body of Shaul HaMelech when Shaul HaMelech was killed in the war, they took it right away, and they hid it. And this is a lot of years since Shaul HaMelech already died. And Hashem said, you know what? Shaul died, and his body was stolen, the Gemara says, by the people of Yavesh Gilad, and they did not make for him the right eulogy. Which means he died, and nobody spoke about him. It was no funeral for Shaul HaMelech. His body was stolen, but you should have gone and should have made a eulogy for him. He didn't make a eulogy for him. Why didn't he make a eulogy for him? The Gemara Masechet Yevamot said, that pasuk is Hashem is telling David HaMelech two major sins. Sin number one, that Shaul HaMelech was a very respectable person, even though it sounds like that he was sick, but again the Gemara says he was a very big tzaddik, very holy man, and when he died, was no funeral for him, because they took his body and put it away someplace, and they did not make any assembly for him. Hashem is upset. Says, okay, that makes more sense. Maybe David HaMelech is supposed to have a famine, But then you can see that there's nothing about it. But again, the major thing is because he killed seven people. This Gemara Yerushalmi, what I just said. The Gemara Bavli gives another answer. Gemara Bavli says like this. Since the Givonim, that nation, the tricks Moshe and Yeshua became the draw water and the wood chopper, and they were walking in the city of Givon, now the city of Givon was destroyed by Shaul HaMelech, they lost their job, they became unemployed. Since they became unemployed, it means that like you caused them to go and stand on the line, unemployment line. For this, this is a famine. For this is a famine. Because those people are unemployed. Sounds like the Arabs. Let them go get a job. They sit down in Gaza, they smoke marijuana, and they get government help, and they don't want to go to work. And the government of Israel has to support them, give them money, and all the money is in paying tariffs by the widow of this Yimach Shimo. But says, what's the problem? They say they lost the job, they should find another job. What does it mean that they have no job? This the Gemara says, Hashem is upset. Gemara Bavli Maseret Yevamot said, that's what it means. Hashem is a Givonim, it's not talking about the seven people, forget about the seven people. For the seven people, like a Yimach would not make a famine. You know why Hashem made a famine? Hashem made a famine because those people lost the job. Why they lost the job? Because the city was destroyed. Why the city was destroyed? Because Shaman destroyed the city. So therefore, because Shaman destroyed the city, because he destroyed the city, they lost the job. They lost the job, that's a famine. You understand what the whole thing is all about? So they lost the job, they didn't get another job. For this, they can make a famine. But it's only the beginning. Soon you can see the punishment. For this, it's unbelievable. The Krav Elch LaGivonim, David HaMelech found out that the Givonim, those people are upset, or that the punishment comes because of them. David HaMelech calls them up. Calls them up, Yomer Aleim, and says, he told them, please, what's going on? I heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu via the Kohen HaGadol that you had some losses, either seven people from your people died. We're talking about a few years ago already. It doesn't matter. So he calls them up and says, you upset? So we're very upset. He says, you're upset, why don't you forgive? Why don't you forgive? He says, seven people died for this, you're making a commotion. And according to Gemara and Amorot, they lost their jobs. He says, Baruch Hashem, you all survived. Baruch Hashem, nobody was homeless. They didn't die from hunger. He says, can you forgive? But Yomer Aleim, David HaMelech has a sentence too, he tells them, can you forgive? But Givonim, lo bnei Yisrael ema. This is not the description of those people. The Givonim, they're really not some people that were born to Am Yisrael. They belong to the seven nations. But what happened to them, this is the time of Yeshua, Binun, and Moshe Rabbeinu, those people came and stripped Am Yisrael, and Am Yisrael swore to them not to do anything to them. Otherwise, they would have killed them, because they're liars. But they kept them alive. Also Shaul was very upset at those nations because they tricked on Israel, and he himself was upset at them. Bekalotu livnei Israel v'Yehuda, also when he was in a position to purify Am Israel, he wants to get them out of Israel. He says, those people are not good. They're liars, they came from this nation. Shaul HaMelech said, I don't care what Yeshua promised them. I'm here to purify Am Israel as the first king. I want them out of the country. I don't know what the description is all about now, but we'll get to it later. So David HaMelech is going to talk to them and trying to convince them. Sentence 3, by David HaGivonim, Ma Yaseh Lachem? What do you want? Vama Achaper Uvarchu Nachalat Hashem. Please, let me have something for you that you should forgive. Let go from Israel. What do you want from Israel? Leave them alone. Leave Israel alone. We are not interested in silver, not gold, forget about it. It says, we don't want anything, we're not interested. We want dead people. Sounds like the Arabs. They don't want nothing. It says, year passed already. Again, seven people the most were killed from the Givonim. Or, according to Gemara Bavli, not even seven people, that's not the issue. The issue is they lost the job. Lost the job. So if you lost the job, so you get unemployment. Or you get something from the government. Not Abdallah, the law. In Israel, if you don't have a job, you get a special money from the government. So they lost the money. So the Abimelech asked them, how can I do something for you because there's a famine? And the prayer of the Abimelech is because of those people. He goes to them, he asks them, what do you want? They said, no silver, no money, no gold, nothing. What do you want? We want somebody dead. We want to kill somebody. The Abimelech tells them, you want to kill somebody? What are you going to get from it? Nothing. Revenge. We call jihad. Jihad. They want just dead Jewish people. They want to see blood of Jewish people. There is nothing else we want. David HaMelech spoke to them, the Gemara says, the way the Navi says it. He spoke to them, he explained to them, what are you going to gain by killing people? He says, no. We're not interested, just we want to kill anybody. But we don't want to kill innocent people. We want to kill somebody that's responsible. Who is responsible? Shaul HaMelech is dead already. So what do you want from him? So they're going to know, I'm going to tell you what I want. What do you want me to do? Whatever you tell me, I have to do it. Since there's a famine now. Hashem said they're upset. So you have to make them happy. They want somebody dead. Dead person, it means they fell to Shaul HaMelech, that we lost the job because of him, and also wanted us to stay away from Am Yisrael and to get us out of Israel. Nishmat mitaseh b'chol b'am Yisrael, and he wanted us to stay away and to go out of Israel. Now, what we want, yutan lanu shivan hashim ibanav. We want 7 people from his family. Bo kanum l'ashem begivat Shaul b'chir Hashem. We want to kill them, hang them on the tree. Hang 7 descendants of Shaul HaMelech. 7 children of David HaMelech, they want to hang outside. For what? Because Shaul HaMelech killed 7 people, so they're not going to forgive Am Yisrael. He says to Shaul HaMelech that he was chosen by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he was Mashiach. The Gemara said, Bechir Hashem, says, Hashem said it. Those Yimach Shimon, the Givonim, said, Begivat Shaul, says, let us hang them. He says, where do you want to hang them? You want to hang them in Givat Shaul. He says, it's in Yerushalayim, you know? Right at the entrance to Yerushalayim. They want to hang those children on a tree, Begivat Shaul. And the Gemara says, Hashem announced from Shamayim, it's Bechir Hashem. It's the one Hashem chose and Hashem loved him so much. They want to take his children, they want to hang them on a tree. Omer HaMelech, Ani Yiten. So David HaMelech had no choice. He said, that's why the days of famine. That's what they want. I got to give it to them. I don't understand. Nothing. The first nothing.
David has agreed to it.
Right, David got agreed.
When he had no choice, when he had choice.
They're supposed to be the slave. But because Shaul HaMelech killed 7 people of them, because he killed Novir Kohanim, they lost the jobs, they're upset. They're upset, there's a famine. In order for the famine to stop, you have to make a deal with them. You have to make a deal with them. They say, we're not going to sit on the table. We want 7 dead people hanging on the tree.
Not negotiable.
That's right. What kind of story is this? Disaster. Democracy. Even the Arab citizens, does it make sense? No. Again, according to Rabbi Lee, the whole reason over here is because they lost the jobs. Because they lost the jobs, they want seven Jewish people hang on the tree. And the Rabbi said, okay, what's going on? I'm fed up with the whole story. Before you even have started to read it.
Let's get to the Ari.
You won't believe what Ari says. You won't believe it. I'll show you in the Tanakh. You won't believe it. Okay. So the real mayor said, okay, you're getting 7 people. So they have to choose 7 sacrifices. I got to choose, but...
They have the option of who they want?
No. No, they want 7. But David HaMelech is going to have a half time now. Who is going to give them? There are a few children and grandchildren of Shlomo HaMelech. If everyone, seven people hang on the tree, so David HaMelech is going to find out who. Listen what happened. The Gemara says, David HaMelech called all the descendants of Shlomo HaMelech. He lined them up. He lined them up next to the Echal, next to the ark with the Luchot inside. He said, stay here for a minute. Stay here. They were standing next to the Echal. Whoever was really supposed to be killed, all of a sudden froze and became paralyzed. He says, continue walking, cannot walk. He says, you cannot walk. He says, do the sacrifice. Next one, walk. He says, the walk. Walked over the Echal. He says, okay, you clear. Go. Next one, walk. And they walk, stop, stand up of it. Next one, walk. Okay, you walk, you press it, you press. Next one, walk, stuck. Seven people got stuck, and says those are the ones that they're going to be killed. The rest passed by. What kind of a joke is this?
Sounds like Rashi.
Sounds like a lesson, right? But I see Akadosh Baruch Hu behind it. Yeah? But you see Hashem is doing it.
Who was the seventh?
You're going to see in a minute. In the meantime, sentence 7 says, Vayachamol HaMelech al Mephibosheth ben Yonatan ben Shaul. Shaul HaMelech grandson Mephibosheth had to go by. He was going by the Echal, and David HaMelech is going by Echal. He started to say, Shir Lamalot, I don't want this guy to die, I don't want to die this guy. He passed by. So why don't you pray for all of them? Pray for all of them. He's praying for one, and one is passing by, the rest are stuck, paralyzed, in front of the Echal. He's praying for him because he said, the Gemara said, because he's the son of Jonathan, David loved Jonathan so much, so, I don't, doesn't sound right. So the Navi says, Al Shvuat Hashem Hashem Tam David and Yonatan Ben Shaul. He says, David HaMelech had some treaty, some swear between him and Yonatan. He's begging Hashem that the son of Yonatan, Mephibosheth, he will be able to walk by. And he walked by. Who got stuck? Vayikach HaMelech and Shnei Bnei Rizpah Bataya. Two people, Rizpah Bataya was one of the wives of Shaul HaMelech. She had two boys. Says, who are they? Armoni Mephibosheth. Says the Gemara, that guy Mephibosheth was David HaMelech's rabbi. He was walking by the Echal, got paralyzed, and then, oh my rabbi, stuck. Do you believe it, such a thing? That he, David HaMelech's rabbi is going to be executed in a minute. And says, oh, there are two. Okay, two. And then with Chamesh Bnei Michal Bat Shaul.
Wow.
Michal Bat Shaul, she never had a boy yet. But she has five children. Says, which one? Asher Zerah Tugebe Marzilam Kolati. It's not him. It's somebody else. Since the Gemara says, it's her sister, Merav. Merav gave her five children to be adopted, to be grown up by Michal. And Michal grew those children. Now five of them passed by the Echal, got paralyzed, and it says five of Michal. It's not really Michal, it's Merav, but it's called Michal because Michal grew them up, like Bat Yalakao grew up Moshe Rabbeinu, that is Moshe Rabbeinu, and two of Rizpah, Bataya, that gave birth to Shaul, it says all those seven people got stuck. They're standing next to the Echal, paralyzed, David HaMelech go call up the Givonim and Machshimam, sentence man, by Timia the Givonim. He gave the Givonim, by Kiuba, they took them, hung them on the mountain, Bifnei Hashem, in front of Hashem, and the question is what it means. By Yeklushivatam Yachad, the all seven died together, Vehema, Umtubi Megatir, by Rishonim, they hung them up on the first day of Pesach, Betchilat Ksir Seorim. In the beginning, they're going to harvest the barley. They hung them on the tree. Hung them on the tree, and they're hanging on the tree. They're hanging on the tree, according to halacha, to the Torah, you have to hang, you have to take down the person that was hung on the tree, but they are on and on the tree. on the tree until Tetvav, until Yuzayin Mar Heshman. 6 months were hanged on the tree. 7 people, the Givonim don't let them take them down. They're standing over there, those cruel Nazim standing over there. There are 7 people hanging on the tree. All of Israel are quiet. They're quiet, they're hanging on the tree the whole summer until about a month after Sukkot. Patikach Yitzvah Bataya, the mother of the 5, et asak shetu kesek, vatateu la la yalatsu, mitfrasiz asin tach vabalim na shamayim. She was standing by, and she was chasing the birds from eating this corp. The corp, you say?
Corpse.
The corpse. Eating
the corpse.
Right. From eating the corpse. She's standing over there to make sure that the birds will not run out now. She was watching the bodies for 6 months. 6 months she was standing by, next to it, from the beginning of the harvest of the barley until the winter time, that she made sure nobody is going to touch them. Thank God that David heard what this Rizfabat Ayah she did. She was so strong, the mother of those 5, of those 2, standing by and watching everything. And then, and as well, David Amelech sent some messengers, some tzitzimitrosses, to get the bodies of Shaul and Yonatan. The Gemara says, as years passed by, the bodies stayed complete because they were very holy people. Asher Gan Ruotam, those bodies were stolen. Mechob Bechan, Asher Talahum Sham Pishtim, Mechob Pishtim, Shaul Magiboa. It says, the Pishtim, after they killed Shaul and his children, and his 3 children, they hung the bodies, and on Shevesh Gilad, the people from the other side of the Jordan River went and took the bodies, and they hid them someplace. David HaMelech found where the bodies are. He goes and brings them back. They make a big funeral. Yad Misham, he brought back Atmon Shaul, Atmon Yonatan. No, he brought the bodies of Shaul Yonatan. Maybe the other 2 as well. Machloket, Yasmet Atmotam Mukayim. At that time also, they collected the bodies, the bones of the ones who were hanging on the tree for 7 months, 6 months. Like the words of Shmuel Shaul, the famine stopped, Baruch Hashem, the rain came down, it says the famine is over. How cruel could you be? What makes sense to me?
It also against
the Jews.
Against the Jews. The body.
If the Jews do it. But if the Jews don't do it, it's nothing. With your permission, I would like to go to Shmuel Aleph, chapter 20. No, we go to Yoshua Rabotai, chapter 9. You can find it in your book, 536. Page 536 is Yoshua chapter 9. Chapter 9, sentence 3. Chapter 9, sentence 3. Yoshua. This is the original story. Okay? Yoshua Givon. That's how the story is really started. The story started like this. Yoshua Givon, the people of Givon. Again, people of Givon are part of the 7 nations. Shamu, they heard that Asher Asa Yeshua Ali Yerchob El Ai, that after Yeshua destroyed the city, Yerchob El Ai, they also gam hema be'oma, they also did something very shmudi. By Yerchob, they went, by Yitzayru, they came, they got dressed, by Kusakim Balim, Lachamorem, they took sack, all sack for the donkeys, Vinodot Yain, like bottles of wine, Balim, old ones, Vivukaim, had holes, and Sorarim, they had all kind of dirt, or around it. When I looked below, they took old shoes, metulaot, had some patches on them. Beraglehem, metalmot balot alehem, old dresses, the whole lechem tedam yaveshaya nikudim. They took old bread with mold. And whole Yoshua la machaniya Gilgal, they came to Yoshua to Gilgal and move it up. Berish Israel, Melech Chokam, Badam Atak, Kudron Ubrit. It is a description that really it's not necessary. They tell me they came with the old bread with mold and all kind of old clothing. Not to say nothing. They came like business people and said, we are from, you know, we are from across the ocean. We just came over here on the flight. And the attack, he told me, we want to make a treaty. Of course, it makes more sense. They came with all things. So it says that they came, the Oma. The Oma. Okay. With your permission, we change the pages. With your permission,
page 84.
That's a sheet. With your permission, Parashat Vayishlach, chapter 34. Sentence 13. No.
Vayanu.
Vayanu.
Thank you very much.
So that's the story over here that Dinah was kidnapped. Dinah was kidnapped by Shem El Hamo. Dinah was kidnapped in Shem.
Okay.
She kidnapped in Shem. And Bnei Yaakov, it's mainly Shimon and Levi, mainly, but also Bnei Yaakov, all the children of Yaakov, came to release Dinah. They want to release Dinah. How are they going to release Dinah? They're going to do a trick. The Navi, the Torah says, Benirma. Rashi says, Bechokma. But chapter 13, it says, Vayanu Bnei Yaakov et Shem bet Hamor Avi Benirma. With a lie. What does it say? It says, we want you to make Brit Milah. We want to convert you to become Jews. What happened in the end? They killed them. Who the master of this murder? Shimon and Levi. Shimon and Levi. Shimon and Levi are the master of this murder. Yaakov is very upset. Says the Midrash of this Rabotai. If somebody is going to ask you how those people were able to trick Moshe and Yoshua, it says to trick Moshe and Yoshua. It says the Nabi uses the word Bemirma, Beorma. It says, because you tricked. It says, who did I trick? It says, the Givonim are the people of Shem. The leftover people in Shem, that they escaped, and around Shem, those are the nations called Chivi. The Givonim are a nation Chivi. It says, what did you do? You see, you tricked them. What did you say? Let's do Brit Milah. Oh, he came on the third day, okay, the Rambam, says, okay. He says, excuse me. Says the Gemara, Vayasu Gamhema Be'oma, says the Midrash, if you're going to ask me, how they were able to trick Moshe, how they were able to trick Yoshua again, he says, you know what? God blocked you. God made you blind. You know why? Because those are the people that you tricked them. Who are you? All of Israel, Be'anut Ne'akov. All of you came. Of course, the master of all the plan was Shimon and Levi, 13 years old. But, you should know that all of you did something wrong. Did something wrong. If you remember, I already said that 24,000 people from Shevet Shimon that were killed, they died in the time of Zimri. This is the couple around the 24,000 people that they killed in Shechem. You should not have done it. Yaakov is upset with you. Who gave you permission, in order you want to release Dinah, once you ask and discuss. Once you ask Yaakov. Yaakov is Master of Universe. That's Ruach HaKodesh. He's the best by Kohen HaGadol. Once you ask him that. Once you ask him what to do. Don't. He says, upon yourself, he decided, you went to the city, you told everybody to become Jews, to convert He says they're going to do the same thing to you. They're going to come to the desert to Moshe. They're going to come to Yeshua. They say, where are we, far away? We come from here. We come from there. He says, make a treaty with us. He says, they tricked them. He says, you know why they tricked you? Because you tricked. You tricked, they're going to trick you. He says, who are they? It's the same exact people. Givon, the Chachamim, the Gemara says, Midrash says, Givon is in the territory of Chivi, that is Shechem and Chamuch HaChivi. That's the nation Chivi. He says, those are the same people that you tricked them, they're tricking you. What did you do? You killed them. You killed the innocent people. You made them Brit Milah, and then you tricked them. Of course, the Rambam and the Ramban have kind of excuses, but Yaakov Ben Ezra says clearly, I disagree with you completely what you did. It's against my will. You just murdered the people. Again, on his head, punishment for Shimon. The 24,000 people of Shimon died is a punishment. And says, Levi did not pay the bill yet. Levi was a partner of Shimon. It says, Shaul HaMelech is going to come, he's going to kill all the people in Nov. It says, why are you killing them? It says, the Kohanim in Nov are from Shevet Levi. Says Dari, that's the punishment. They're not innocent people. He says, you deserve a punishment. Shaul is maybe is crazy, but crazy man is not going to have a permission by Kadosh Baruch Hu to kill innocent Kohanim. The reason why he killed the Kohanim are because the Kohanim are partners with Shimon and they tricked. He says, it's a trick. He says, you're going to pay the bill. He says, excuse me 1 second, we have one major problem. And what's the problem? He says, Binyamin was not born yet. He says, the best trick that Bnei Yaakov went was only 11 people. He says, Binyamin was not born yet. He says, Shaul, what did you do? Shaul, what did you do? You killed 7 innocent people. You also made them lose their jobs. You know why they have the jobs? They have the jobs because they tricked you. Why they tricked you? Because you tricked them. When you tricked them, you killed them. He says, this is the punishment. He says, we need 7 people from your family to be hung on a tree because it's a major problem. It's continuously the same thing what the other brothers did in Shem. You are a partner. Now he continues. So the second thing will happen, and the brothers are going in the city of Shem, and they're going to trick Yaakov. They're going to slaughter a goat. They take Yosef's garment. They put it in the blood. They ask Yaakov, you know who it is? It says, who is the master of this? He says, who is this, Shimon and Levi? He says, who are you? You're the master of all the tricks in Shem. All your brothers are partners in the trick. He says, you look, in the same city, they killed those people, you know, say innocent, not innocent, but those Givonim, those Hivri that they tried, the major general, they want to convert, you kill them. Eventually, you're going to kill Yosef also. We're in the same spot. And you're going to trick Yaakov. You trick us. For this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will never forget. And says, there was a famine. Was a famine Hashem. David Melech says, David Hashem, what's the famine for? He says, for the Givonim. He says, what Givonim? He says, because they killed 7 people, you know, or because they lost the job. He says, no, no, that's not the issue. The issue is the first original trick what you did. He says, you weren't honest from the first day. Who is the first time it says in the Torah is dishonest? The first trick was the same. The Torah uses the same exact words here. I mean, the Navi. It says, it says the people of Nov, the people of Givon, the people of the people of Givon, those Chivis, they're using a trick. It says this is a trick that Israel did a trick. It says they did a trick. It says, what kind of a trick? It says, the first trick was the snake. It says, this is what Hashem is so upset. If you're sneaky, if you're not straight, Hashem is very upset at you because the world was destroyed because of the sneaky snake, because of the dishonesty of the snake. It says, that's what Yaakov is so upset. The Gilgul Adam HaRishon is upset at the children. It says, what did you do? For what did you trick them? He says, because you tricked them, they're going to trick Moshe Rabbeinu, they're going to trick Yeshua.
Why weren't they killed while they were in Egypt?
I'm sorry?
Why weren't they killed during Egypt? They were enslaved. After slavery, they now get retribution after 400 years?
They didn't do tshuva on it, yeah.
But they did do tshuva. They were given the Torah.
I don't know. They came back. They did the golden calf.
But that was already taken care of.
Arena?
But the Levian didn't.
But the Levian were not part of it. They
right.
participate in the
right. You're right. But still, they were participating in Yosef.
A thousand years later.
Right, right, right. That's what the Gemara says. Even Shaul HaMelech died for so many years because he didn't make the right eulogy for him in a suffer. But Kadosh Baruch Hu, there's no time. There's no time element. You got to pay the bill. If you owe the bill, you got to pay the bill. And says, do you read a story? It's a horrible story. Horror. Murderers, Givonim, they don't want to forgive, they don't want money. He says, what's the matter with you people? So we want those people hang on the tree. This is why it's not that sin. It's the original sin of Am Yisrael. That's the original sin that Am Yisrael had. It is a famine for all Am Yisrael. It is a famine for all Am Yisrael because Shaul killed seven people. It says no. Because Shaul killed seven people from the Givonim. They lost the job. And who are they? Those are the ones that you tricked. It says, for you tricked them. It says, that's what it is. It says, you tricked them. It says, they tricked you. They came from far away. With more bread, with torn clothing. I said, this is like a famine thing. I said, that's because you killed those people in Shechem that belong to that nation. I said, Hashem is saying back. I said, David HaMelech, it is now it's time to pay you back. I said, it's time Shaul HaMelech. The nation wasn't strong enough to pay back the bill. The bill that they had to pay is the bill that you owe from the time you destroyed Shechem. Again, this is because you learned it from the original snake. It was very sneaky. And Hashem is very upset at it. He says, look how far the bin is going to go. That the Am Yisrael will suffer, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do the job. He says, they're going to get paralyzed next to your heart, next to us, because you have to be dead. He says, you have to be dead, because your father, your grandfather, did this mistake by killing those seven people given him. And says, by killing them, by me killing them, it's a continuation of that sin that Shimon and Levi and Bnei Yaakov did. And says, that's what they say, that Am Yisrael came and they took everything what they had, they took the money, they took the silver, and the Torah describes it, says, we don't want money, we don't want silver, we want the idea that you tricked us, that you told us to do with Milah, and you're going to be one nation, and then you just came and killed us. You want to be a nation. Now we're going to come and you're going to trick you. You say, we want to be a nation. The same way you tricked us. That you want to be, that you said, we want to be in one nation. Then you killed us. He says, please, just make a treaty. He says, okay, you're going to make me a slave. Fine, make me a slave. But you have to know that you have to behave nicely to me because really what it is, that you owe me, not that I owe you. And here, Kadosh Baruch Hu shows, that's what it means. It means that Kadosh Baruch Hu will not forgive something that was done wrong, unless the person does teshuva shlema. I says, it's too late. If you ask them, please forgive. They say, no, I'm not forgiving you, I'm not forgiving. So you're a cruel people. You're a very cruel people. Yes, I'm a very cruel people. You're right. But you should not have done it to me. You should not have tricked me. A trick, says the Ali, says the Gemara, it's a lie to be sneaky. It's something that people hate very much. So very, met the law. Hashem said, whoever going to serve me, only if he's this, very straightforward.
3 years.
How many times? 3 years
before you
get started. Right, 3 years, because he didn't want to ask, the same way that Shimon and Levi did not want to ask Yaakov Avinu. The same way Yoshua did not want to ask Eleazar Cohen. The Midrash said that Yoshua, if he would have gone to Eleazar Cohen, and he would ask him the question, who are those people? Eleazar would say, those are the Givonim, stay away from them. But Yeshua did not want to ask something, the Midrash says, like Shimon and Levi did not want to ask Yaakov Avinu. So you don't know. It's the same thing over here. David HaMelech, 3 years, he doesn't ask a Kohen HaGadol. He's trying to figure out himself what is the famine. So why did you ask the Kohen HaGadol right away? He says, this is just to show it's exactly the same scenery that was is being continued by David HaMelech.
What about the from the tree? Why did they eat 6 months
from the tree? Until the rain came. That means Hashem forgave. Took 6 months to forgive.